Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, let's touch table on some football. We do this every Monday. It is, can we say that? David. Yes, Rico.
Gentlemen, let's just start off back with college. Can we say that in the game against Ohio State, Texas should have played Arch Manning a lot more?
You can say it. I don't think that's the main culprit. I thought Sarkisian's red zone play calling was preposterous. And I'll leave it there. Go ahead. I'll let David.
Yeah, I don't understand what that was in the red zone.
That's Sarkisian.
In the pistol and then your the toss. I don't get
wasn't
any
it
of
with
that.
Arch, he's more of a running threat, at least.
I think they should have played him a little bit more, but not, you know, he shouldn't have been like a heavy part of the game plan.
Can we say that with a victory, it's a big if, that Marcus Freeman should jump to the NFL if asked to be a coach?
No, absolutely not. Very good college coach, very good mentor to young people, infinitely likable. I just think if you go to the NFL, you fail. It's just you don't make the leap from college to the pros. I'm going to say no to it. I think he's right where he belongs.
Yeah, sometimes people get too greedy, and I think he would be getting too greedy if he jumps to the NFL. Just stay at college. You're a really good coach, a great coach. You have a wonderful program, wonderful players. Stick to college. You're good.
Can we say that maybe it's time for Penn State to move on from James Franklin, that he has hit his ceiling?
So what am I doing? Am I
can we say that it's
cannon?
It's time for Penn State to move on from James Franklin because he's hit his ceiling?
It's tough because now that there's a 12-team playoff, Penn State can basically do what they always do. Lose their two most important games of the year, still get in because they're a big brand, and then watch James Franklin go full James Franklin at some point. So no, what are you going to do? You're making the playoff, you're making money. I don't know. I mean, yes, but no.
Hit the bell, please. Because everything he just said is correct. What James Franklin will become is the Mike Tomlin of college sports. He will always make the playoffs because they'll be there. They'll always be there. They'll be a top team. They can't beat the teams, but they'll always be there. It's 12 teams. He'll always be in the playoff.
Can we say that next year is a crossroads year for the SEC, especially if Ohio State wins it all? Back-to-back Big Ten victories. You look at Alabama, you look at Georgia, both going to be struggling, trying to find who's going to be that next QB. Is this a crossroads year for the SEC next year?
Sure. Sure. I mean, the Big Ten's only won one national title, even if Ohio State wins it. I don't validate last year, so it doesn't matter to me. But you can say it. I mean, the SEC has to do more. They have to be better. This is a down year. I think the reasons are pretty obvious, unless you're some narrative-driven, stubborn idiot like Costa. So, yes, it'll be a crossroads year.
No, I completely agree. It's a crossroads year. I think the SEC on a down year, I mean, if Carson Beck did not injure himself, I think this looks a little bit differently. But that's just me being a Georgia homer.
No, that's okay.
You can accuse me of it. I won't take it.
No, Kenny, that's fine. All right, this is just having some fun. This is purely hypothetical. But can we say, if the NFL playoffs were like the college football playoffs, people would be upset because Denver made it in over Cincinnati?
That's fascinating the way he put that. Yes.
I try, Mike.
Yes, because Cincinnati should be in. Yes, I'll go with this. Yes.
I don't want to say yes.
Why? But you want to say yes.
I don't want to say yes.
But if this was a college football playoff, there would be outrage. The Bengals should have got that final spot and not the Broncos.
Yeah, but, you know, Cincinnati played themselves out of it at the start of the year. It's just if you don't start badly, then you'll be fine. But I don't want to say yes. So,
Kenny, you want to chime in?
No, I think I actually line up more with David. I think a lot of ifs and buts are at play here. And I think, you know, you play yourself out of a playoff spot. You can't, you know, cry that you're poor.
All right. Can we say, and I think this is an easy can we say, that the Cowboys are dysfunctional? You held on to your coach for so long. You put yourself behind the eight ball that Ben Johnson and a lot of people have already interviewed in other places, and now you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, the problem is they were never getting those candidates. So yes and no. Is that possible? Can we say both?
Yes.
Look, they have to move on from McCarthy, but it's a lot like the Giants. I don't think elite candidates like a Ben Johnson would even fart in their face. They're dysfunctional.
You think that Jerry can just kind of throw some money and say, come on to Dallas, look at all that we have.
Coach Prime.
But they don't. If they had a top pick, I would say yes.
They belong together. One fraud for another.
But he already has a QB. He's overpaying.
So, does it matter?
See, I understand everything what you just said, Mike. But here's the only thing I'll say to that is, I believe back in the day, I believe it was John Harbaugh and both Mike Tomlin that were not expected to get the jobs that they got as head coaches of the Ravens and the Steelers. And what happens is now the Cowboys can't interview any guys that are currently in the playoffs,
correct,
which limits you. And they could have been, yes, they may not have gotten any of them, but it could have been maybe we should consider this guy. But now they got to wait till the end of their playoff run.
72 hours ago, you know what? You can get a last second interview with, Aaron Glenn. Now?
And maybe it said, you know what? I wasn't thinking of him, but now I'm thinking of him. But now they can't do it until they lose.
I honestly think that the league may just step in and say, we need new ownership here because I don't think you know
what
the
time is.
Never going to happen.
Bro, lay off the crack pipe.
Going to happen.
Jerry Jones is like Michael Corleone in owner circles. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You kidding me?
And the other owners are loving this. You look like that.
But I mean, for the integrity of the league, it's like for 2 years in a row, like, Jerry, what are you doing?
If he was senile, and I mean like actually medically senile, then yes, but he's not. He's just old and running his organization.
Lots of paternity tests.
Well, yes.
That was a wild story. Did you follow that?
Oh, yeah.
But there's another one?
Oh, I thought there were a couple before.
There's a couple, yeah.
He's just tracking it earlier in the season. I'm going, listen.
You know what? Can we say
that he has other children? Yes.
Can we say that last year around this time, Mike Tomlin should have just retired instead of coming back for one more run with the Steelers?
Yeah, but I blame the Steelers. The Steelers should have fired his ass. I've had enough. Guys won a playoff game since 2016. He's lost six straight playoff games. I'm done with it. He's basically Pete Carroll minus gum chewing. Enough. I mean, Christ, the Super Bowl was damn near 16 years ago, whatever it was. What are we doing?
2010 was the last time they were in it.
Rico, yeah, they should have given him a shot last year to retire. He should be fired now. Because
remember, he was like contemplating, like, is he going to retire?
And they extended his contract for 3 years.
And that was the perfect out. Hey, Mike, pick the watch you want, pick the car you want, and we'll buy it for you. Go ahead.
The Rooneys are just never going to do it. That's why. Never going to do it.
Can we say, because there's now new variations of this play, Mike, that you hate, that the tush push is here to stay. You're now seeing Philadelphia ran a fake using that. You're seeing, what the Commanders brought in the backup QB to run it while Jaden Daniels went into motion. Is this play here to stay?
Yes, even though it's garbage and it's not a football play and it's a cheat code. I hate it. But yeah, it's here to stay.
I like how succinctly Mike put that. That's exactly right.
Can we say that Jordan Love and Justin Herbert are second-tier quarterbacks?
Justin Herbert, second-tier quarterback.
Meaning, when you think of first-tier quarterbacks, you think of quarterbacks that can win you a Super Bowl. These guys are in that next category.
Yeah, he can win a Super Bowl, but he needs more help than people realize.
Jordan Love?
Yes. I think this year was just really uneven. Injuries. He was missing. By the time that game got to halftime, I think they were down five starters.
Yeah. Can we say the Bucs have hit their ceiling? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. This is all they are. Maybe they win a game in the playoff, but they're a step above the Steelers, but don't ask for much.
Oh, they're steps above the Steelers. Steps above the Steelers. Yes, this is what the Buccaneers are.
Also, just factually speaking, just so we can correct David, So this Jerry Jones thing, he has three kids, Dave.
Oh, not two. I'm sorry.
No, he has three, but then there's the lawsuit, and apparently they came to some form of agreement. He didn't end.
He didn't say yes. He didn't say no.
They forced him to take the paternity test, but before he took it, he went to lunch, and I don't know. They had a.
Do you put that on the birth certificate?
Agreement.
Went to
Dad.
Lunch.
Dad. Agreement. I just listen. I don't care. I just. Right. It was fascinating. Carry right. on.
So this is not a. Can we say that? This is more of a question that I'm going to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Mike McCarthy go now?
Bears. This was all a succession power play. He priced himself out of Dallas. He's going to go over and work for the Bears.
Jags.
Any reasoning, or are we just blurting words?
Yeah. I don't think he goes anywhere, actually. I think he's just sitting out a year.
I was about to say, or does he sit out a year?
Yeah.
And just hopes that he becomes that Mike Vrabel type of...
He's too old to sit out a year. Or is he just not aging well?
I think he's not aging well.
Oh, all right. I thought he was like 65.
Can I say Bears, please?
Well,
that'd
be
great for us.
But here's the thing. Did you see who a coach that is being interviewed is? Pete Carroll. He's being interviewed like
McCarthy's 61. In 61.
Hey, he can sit out a year. 1 year. That's it. That's after that, then you become outdated. We got time for one more. Let's have. Nope, we're done. Okay, we're done.
Wow,
that
he
was,
just.
He did.
Wow.
That was, can you say that, 97-1. Wow.